am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them. Everyone, welcome to Friday's edition of Daytime After Dark, produced by Carly and Maggie, written by Carly and Maggie. Thoughts of everything, Maggie and Carly. And yeah, Maggie and I sometimes have a little disagreement about the storyline, but I think that makes it's very unique, and so we are on for an hour tonight because it's been a long week for Carly, and Carly's tired, and you know, so that's this. Oh, and then on Tuesday, Zodi Perasi will be our guest, Tuesday at 5 p.m. West Coast, so here it goes. Hey!
Hi.
Hello. How was my little introduction?
Adorable.
I know.
Really meow.
Oh my god. I cannot get over that lasagna. Oh. I cannot get over that. So you guys, my mom made me lasagna tonight. Well, she made it yesterday, but whatever. And I got it, and I wasn't gonna take any tonight. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna save this. But then Maggie goes, oh, maybe you should just try a little piece.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so again, Mom was right. So, yes. And so let's see who else we have on here. Hi, either Bobby or David.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, David, how are you?
Okay.
Okay.
What have you been up to?
Head down today, it's resting. Head down since this morning, maybe. So, I've been doing it all day.
Oh, okay. So,
emotional week.
It's been a really emotional week. And to be honest, if I hear about one more person dying, I don't think I can deal with it. Like, every day, this has been started since back in January when we lost David Bowie and Gwen Fight, and the cycle keeps going and going and going. Okay, and Alvin in the Six Bunks, you on the air?
Ivar, yeah, it's been a rough week, you know, like, you know, it's been a bad week for celebrity deaths.
Oh.
Like, on Sunday, like, Doris Roberts of Remington Steele and everybody, it's Raymond fame, like, passed away.
Yeah.
And then, on Wednesday, the female professional wrestler known as China was found dead. And yesterday, like, Prince, of course, was, like, died, you know, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you know, to be honest with you, I didn't see the death of Doris Robin coming. She wasn't on my list of people who I thought we would lose this year. Okay, yes, I have a list sometimes. Sit down because I get bored, and I have a list. And she was not on my list, and Prince wasn't on my list, and Gwen Fry wasn't on my list. Oh, okay. Oh, Bobby's here. Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
Hi.
Did I miss anything?
No, we are talking about the death of everyone this week. From Dillis Roberts to, you know, Prince yesterday. Today. Prince died today,
yesterday.
Right?
I don't know if any of you guys are wrestling fans, but China also died. The wrestler
Prince?
China.
Yeah.
Wrestling growing up, or is wrestling fans now, or anything like that.
I'm not really a wrestling fan, but I enjoy China. She's a great athlete.
Oh, okay, okay. Because you know, I used to watch wrestling with my grandma because then I didn't have to go to bed that early on a Friday night, so I snuck. But when we were growing up, or when I was growing up, we lived in Oregon, and there was a wrestler called Rowdy Rowdy Piper.
Oh, I know who he is.
Loved him.
And
my dad and my grandma met him at a breakfast thing, and I'm like, why didn't you take me with you? And they go, oh, yeah, like, you were really going to get up at 8 o'clock and go out for breakfast with us. Which is a very, very, very... true thing. And our prayers go to the people, Prince family, and Dillis Roberts, and Simon's family, and whoever is gone next, I'm going to pay my sympathy kind of early. Okay, I'm just making a funny. I don't want the mood to get in tears, so that's why I said that. And, Bobby, when did you hear about Prince yesterday?
I received a text on my phone. Because I know that he was, like, very sick, and now there's conflicting reports because I heard rumors that it might have been AIDS, and then another thing, it might have been the illness that he had last week. But I've been listening to nothing but Prince songs on the radio all day long. Because of them.
He was amazing.
Yeah, he was. And David.
And like I said last week, when you look at the talent with Bruno Mars and Pharrell Williams right there, you don't know, they might emerge as becoming the next Prince or maybe even the next Michael Jackson, because a lot of people want to compare Bruno Mars and Pharrell Williams to Michael Jackson as well as Prince.
Right.
Well, yeah. You know, the way I see it is, you know, yeah, I mean, it's true. And, you know, I feel so sorry for, like, Prince and Michael Jackson because people really think, the fact that, you know, we lost them way too young. I mean, 57, and Michael was just turning 50. And, you know, it was a little much to take. Mom, how did you hear that he passed away?
I heard my phone. I got the news report thing on CNN. They said the breaking news, and I read it. I go, what? No way.
Yeah,
and,
that's...
And then I saw TV. It interrupted with the TV because, oh, my God. Never in a million years dreamed it. Well, it's like when my Elvis, I mean, you don't expect this.
Yeah. Alvin, how did you find out about Prince?
I found out, like, you know, on my phone, I was, if I remember correctly, I was like, you know, on a page on my phone. What, like, my smartphone on, like, where, you know, it was on an article about China, and I discovered, I discovered it, or, you know, some, you know, but, you know, about some, like, report, it said something, like, live, or breaking news, like, something like that, like, it said, Prince has reportedly died, or something like that, you know, sorry, you know, so.
I kept watching TV and flipping around, seeing if this was true. I mean, you know, sometimes you think it's a hoax because these people are weird in this world. But, like,
right.
Pull it.
The only reason I knew it wasn't yesterday was I was watching The View, which I, Mom can tell you, I'm never up early, if I can help it. And I just turned on The View, and because on my TV, I can rewind. If I have it on the station, I can rewind it up to like 45 minutes. So I'm like rewinding The View, and it said breaking news, and I'm like saying, do we really have to go through this, people? And then when they said Prince, I was shocked. And I'm like, okay, they better have their facts straight before reporting this. And, you know, because I think sometimes they report it way too early before the family members can know the information. And I just get upset with that because, you know, the family should know first. I mean, the family should get to know and get, cry and be mad. And so, you know, that's how, you know, I was feeling yesterday. And,
well,
but Doris Roberts, and no one is saying what she did. No one is saying what she died of because he looked really good 2 weeks ago on ET. And I'm like, Mom, have you heard anything about how she died?
No, she didn't look like she was sick.
I know.
I
was just wondering what Prince was, a cancer maybe?
90.
Well, yeah, maybe it
was.
It was age.
I'm just a little bit worried, and I don't want to just start shocking anybody. I'm just a little bit worried because we lost Doris Roberts, and the only legendary actress that's close to her age that's still alive right now is Betty White.
Right.
And let's hope that she is not next. Let's hope that she has a couple more years left.
Oh, I think Betty's going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
Alan wants a longer vacation.
Well,
when the husband or wife dies first, they want a vacation, you know, for a while.
Well,
so
yeah, and
keeping her down on earth.
Well, yeah, and
I found out.
How did you find out, David?
A friend of mine told me actually. I found out. She called me, said, "You know, Prince died." That's how I found out.
Right.
So.
The funny thing is about the Prince thing, I was talking to a coworker at work, and she didn't believe that Prince was sick, and then I showed her the message on my phone, and then this was 2 days ago, and then just today, she said he was right, and I wish there was a way to communicate by phone or text, and so we all of a sudden got to exchange numbers in case somebody else dies next time I find out, so I didn't know until I had to tell a coworker about the illness and then what happened later.
Hopefully babies will be born. I mean, we need, you know, born baby and life. I mean,
did anybody see
Young and the Restless, or can I let the cat out of the bag?
Yes, please.
I am brokenhearted. Oh.
Why?
The baby died, and she was a little girl.
Oh, yeah.
Abby lost the baby yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, there's
Max. Oh, baby. I wanted the baby born. I like to hear babies born.
Yeah, but I will say this again. You know, I blame people over why now. They have this thing about killing babies over there. And right. And...
Well, look who they got at the house, the same person that did this on all my children in General Hospital.
You got it. That's the person.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's
but we are not saying her name.
No.
You know, but, yeah, that's okay, Meg. Mother Maggie. Yeah, that's fine. Out of the bag. I haven't watched them. I haven't watched that much this week because I haven't really been feeling well. And Maggie can attest to that.
Horrible pain.
Yeah. And so, don't worry, you guys. I will watch them this weekend because there's nothing else to do on the weekend but watch TV. Well, let's go with the robbing of the bank idea. Okay. I'm being funny.
I want to tell you in happier one in our news and casting news, that's Chriselle Stouse. Remember her from All My Children as Amanda and joining on Days? Well, she's joining Younger Restless, so sort of the reunion with her and Melissa Claire Egan and with sort of just teamed her up with her boyfriend. Now, and it would be great to get Chriselle on the show anytime soon. I don't know if you ever have gotten her on back in the day when she was on All My Children or in between.
I love her.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
I don't know if you have ever gotten Chriselle on the show before, Carly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I have. I will try. And I hate
Janet from Another Planet's daughter.
Mm-hmm. I hate what they are saying about she died from Main Street. I'm not buying it.
No, they better not do that.
She died. This is Kristen and revealed alive. Yeah, right. I'm not worried about it because I don't think they would really do that right now to us. Because, you know, let me tell you.
Again. Kelly Sullivan deserves better than that.
Yes.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, but then we see the almost similar thing with Kelly's Connie character on GH almost in a similar way.
Exactly, I don't think it will be true about, you know, because Kelly came in right in the middle of you know who taking over for YNO, so I think Kelly's safe. I think Kelly and Mom, it's okay. I promise you, it will be okay. And if it's not, we'll be going to California a year early and do it. The other thing I want to talk about is before we get mad into our soaps, what does everyone think with the live Michael and Kelly stuff? Bobby?
Well, I think with Michael Strahan moving to, with the fact that he's going to be the new host of the new Pyramid show this summer that's coming back, which I think is a good idea to bring back the Pyramid after a while and to see what he's doing. And with the Good Morning America job, it was and with the Fox Football job, it was just hard to juggle four things at once. I mean, I can understand Kelly Ripa doing it. I can understand Lisa Rennan doing it, but I couldn't just see Michael Strahan doing this.
Well, my thing is, I think we let Kelly Ripa hang out to dry, and this is not the first time that they probably have done to. But, you know, I'm playing devil's advocate. You know, Michael has been working on, what, 6-7 shows. He does the football thing. And maybe he just wanted to move on to a little more hard-hitting news. And, you know, and maybe the pain was just what he needed to do it. But,
3 days of GMA.
And now that, you know, and I will bet my money on, I know who we are going to see besides Kelly come September. I'm betting Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper. Why? Why? I don't want her. Okay,
I'm going to just go out on a limb, and I don't want to say that.
I wasn't finished.
Okay.
I wasn't finished, you do.
I'm sorry.
I think Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen, O'Neill Patrick Harris. That's all part of Kelly's BFF strong team. So I would not be surprised if that did not happen.
Right. I agree. Those are good names, but I think if you want to make it more of a chick show, similar to what Kathleen Hoyer is with the Today Show, I think getting Lisa Rennan off of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and back and work with Kelly would be a good job. But both of them had four different shows going on at one time, about 10
really?
Days ago. Cause I think,
really? You want Lisa Wenna with the biggest lips that she's never done on Live with... No, I don't see it. Mom, did you see that?
Well,
thank you.
I'm still holding out for my reach there.
Can I finish for a second? I mean, 10 years ago when Lisa did Days of Our Lives, SoapNet, SoapTalk, Merge, and Dancing with the Stars, that was four different shows. At the same time that Kelly Ripa did All My Children, Hope and Faith, Live, and I think a couple other projects. So she was like, so there were four different shows, but I was just saying that might be maybe, oh, I don't know if maybe Lisa might be interested in returning back to talk shows too.
Don't say that. She can just stay in California.
If anything, I would love to see her back as Belly on Days before I see her even think about filling into the Michael Strahan role.
Mm-hmm. I think Belly needs to come back.
So,
I want my Regis back.
Yeah, me too. I will love Regis back. But we
want
to Regis. Bobby!
And I know we're probably. I'm sorry. And I know they probably want to think about having Drew Carey move The Price is Right to New York so he can actually work with Kelly Ripa during the mornings as well as doing that show. But I don't know. That might be also
Number one, Bobby, they would never move that show to New York, Bobby, because it's a staple. It's right across the way from Ryan Allen B&B, and they've been at the place for 40 years, and if it's not broken, why don't, move it for what? No, I mean, come on, Drew is where he needs to be with The Price is Right.
I agree, and I don't know if Kelly wants to relocate to L.A. and just move the show to L.A., because that would be the other possibility if you were to...
No, that's not a possibility.
That is not a possibility,
Bobby. You know, her home is in New York. If this was 5 years ago when AMC was doing the hosting in California, then I would buy it, but not now. Okay, so Babu, topic I want to get to.
Can I just say one more thing? Speaking of soap stars, I was a little bit shocked to hear about Laura Wright's divorce, and I just...
Bobby, I was going to bring that up.
Okay?
I was going to bring that up because I'm Laura's biggest fan. Okay?
Right. All right, you can bring it up. I'm sorry, Carly.
So, Laura Wright and her husband separated over a year, is filing for divorce. I'm so sorry, Laura. You're going through this, and, you know, I kind of had a feeling that was happening, but I never said it to anyone, not even Mom. I didn't even tell you what I thought, Mom, right? So that was just a feeling.
You say it out loud, it's true, so you don't say it out loud.
Exactly. So, you know, I feel so sorry for my good Laura. I love Laura. And I love her, and she's been the best colleague we ever have.
I agree. This morning I wrote her a letter just expressing my feelings on it, and I even quoted that she's a strong woman just like her Carly character, because she wouldn't have gotten the Carly role 10 years ago if she wasn't a strong woman with what she had done before. Not necessarily on Dynamite, but on Loving before then.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about that, and our next topic of the day is we know now that Maggie Stefano wasn't really into the passing of Bo, doing the passing of Bo. With that being said, did you think it was the right time to kill off Stefano, or the wrong way, or do you guys still think He could be back in some way. Maggie?
Okay. He is sick in real life. So they needed an out in the show. I really wanted to go to Europe again like he did before and be off the campus for a while. Hopefully, God willing, get better and come home because I just love him as an actor. And it's just me. Stefan's done a lot of rotten things, but I miss him. I think he was needed on the show.
Yeah. Oh.
Miss me, though.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, I agree with that. And I'm enjoying my favorite couple right now on the Live a Life I'm Rooting For is Sierra and Theo. I love those two together. And they are my favorite little couple because, you know, they kind of remind me of Hope and Bo when they were that age and how they grew up together and everything. So I, you know,
defends her. And she stands up for him. They got one of hers back. And that's,
I love Theo and Theo. And I just want to say, I was so excited when I heard Ensign Billy Zeri was coming in Days of a Life. I'm not so excited anymore. For he can do what he's done to his brother, and I'm on Team Victor no matter what. And I just want someone to get the upper hand where he's concerned. Because I just want to... What?
No.
What, Mom? Why didn't you say no?
Well, you know, I want him on the show. You know that.
Okay, Mom. I agree. He can be on the show. But he doesn't have to go... You know, he doesn't have to do that to make Victor lose everything he's worked for his whole entire life.
He's Maggie.
And what he did to Maggie. What he did to Maggie and Victor, I am never going to forgive him. You know, I mean, I love it that he's on the show and everything. But they need to be a little more careful. You know, what they are doing over there, because I love my little Victor. And Victor and Maggie has been one of my favorite couples ever. And I just love them. And, you know, and I love how Victor and Nicole are working together. You know, and I just... What? Tell me.
You figured it out. He figured it out today.
Okay, so what?
Together.
Well, I mean, what?
Well, I didn't want her cover to be blown. You know, I wanted her to really get away with it and to get back everything that he stole from Victor.
I think it still will happen. Because Deimos is going to be obsessed with Nicole because Nicole looks like Elena, whatever the name it was. And, that's what I'm curious about seeing. And, you know, I kind of like the teen scene. You know, I kind of love it, you know. Most people don't want to see the teens or the, kids on there. I love it.
Well, I agree, Carly. I agree, because at first I didn't care for this Sayar, but after what Chase did to her, I kind of figure out that I gained a little bit more respect. And Vivian is doing one great job, and even though I'm not too crazy about Claire that much, because she doesn't have parents anymore now that Martha and Brandon are gone. I mean, it's going to be interesting how the status is going to be with her as far as
where's she
going to
live
with Claire.
Okay, I have two places where she can live. I live with Hope, her grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Also, with Marlena, her grandmother.
Hmm.
I mean, she has both grandmas
right.
And I
like her.
No, we are not going to lose her because regardless of, Bill and Son, you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe they brought Bill and Son on to introduce Cleo for the next generation.
Yeah.
That's what I
think.
That's
my idea.
You know, and I am getting so excited.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah,
hi,
we are still here. Okay, I'm just getting a little excited about the teen scene again. You know, I love the teen scene. And yeah, I do think Olivia Cleo was born for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I also I haven't watched this week like I said. But
mm-hmm.
you know what? I'm mad at Ryan Hall right now because don't kill Abby's baby. What in the fuck are you? I mean, what in the fuzz are you
uh-huh.
thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that was my biggest fear within a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I'm not gonna go so as far as I don't like what's going on online for people drawing the demon side and saying Max with his face on it. That's a little too much, I think.
That's a little too much.
Because Mom, what did you think about it?
I when Kane was taking care of him, okay, he was just watching when they went to the hospital. And I had a feeling Kane can see through him because remember for years he kind of was a con. His father's a con,
yes.
Colin. And I think it takes one to know one, and he could pick up the vibe. And today he could go, I don't know. He hated her, but the baby and everything, I don't know. It's just, he needs help. Who's resident psychiatrist on Young and Restless?
I agree because I totally agree with that.
Mhm.
Mhm.
He's got something wrong, and he really needs help. And I'm calling Demon Child and all the garbage that I'm reading about.
And not helping.
No. You know, you have to understand his mother died, he's thrown over here. I mean, it's hard on a little guy like that.
Little guys are not perfect. And,
nobody is.
It's the reason why I'm right now. Actually, he's being the brightest.
He does the acting what they put on the page.
Yeah, it's a little.
Oh, and in primetime news, people, Chicago PD. We have another month of those shows. I just want everyone to know that. I called NBC today and asked because I've been just binge-watching a lot of these shows because come summer, sometimes you don't have anything to watch. And so I'm saving some of my prime time shows for that. And also, I wanted to let everyone know that whoever watches Supergirl is April 18th. Scorpion is, and I on April 25th. Limitless is April 26th, Monday, May 2nd, NCIS season finale set. Criminal Minds and Blue Bloods on February 6th. And anyone
Brandon
else want to know?
Monday.
What?
May 6th, right?
May 6th, yeah, I meant May 6th. And so, so we have all that. And, you know, how does everyone feel about all the Chicago bio, Chicago PD, Met? I, for one, that's my three most shows this year.
I'm shocked I'm watching NBC that much. I never really was an NBC person.
Yeah, me too.
For nighttime. And I would watch Law & Order or those RSVU, that kind of type. But I really think Wolf has got something good going with these shows. I hope they last.
And you know, I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying all the shows, and I'm enjoying my NCIS LA. And I'm watching more of my Grey's Anatomy, because last weekend, I didn't start Grey's Anatomy until last weekend. I mean, I'm talking about the whole episodes from the fall. I just thought, you know, it might be good for me to watch a little of that. So I did, and I'm enjoying it. And let's get to General Hospital. I love Sunny and Anna working together.
Me too.
And it just makes me a little giddy with pride, and I'm enjoying that. And, you know, and I want Julian to go down for the bastard he is.
When's Sabrina coming back?
Next week, I believe. It's either next week or the week after, yes. All I know is he should be back in time for the Nurses Ball. And I love the Nurses Ball every year. I look forward to it. I really think that maybe it would be kind of cool if Carly and Sunny would sing Endless Love or something together. Something really sexy. What?
Yeah.
Sunny won't do it.
I haven't been paying attention that much to PH, but what's going on with Maxie and Ryan? Not Ryan.
They're engaged today.
Well, yeah, but and I have a quick question. Mom did say Blue Bloods was the new one on your TiVo. I mean, on your DVR, or is it a new one?
It's a new one.
Thank you. What? It's
a new one. Oh, my. I'll watch it, but I know it's a new one.
Okay, well, when we get off here, Mom, remind me to go set it. Because I'm lying and set
it. Wait a minute. Sorry. Rerun.
Okay.
It was first on September 25th, 2015. It's Season 6, Episode 1. And they're a lot farther than Episode 1.
Well,
that's why it didn't record. Okay. Now I know why it didn't record.
And, you know, and last week when Blue Bloods did Danny's niece get away from the kidnapper? Does anyone remember? Because I still fell asleep, but I accidentally deleted it.
Yes, Nikki did. They saved Nikki. They saved the granddaughter. It was very super, super exciting. I'm glad that bad guy, they caught him finally, but Oh, I love Nikki. The whole family dynamic gets me.
Well, yeah, and funny little fact about Blue Bloods last week was, you know, the stalker, the, you know, one that killed, I mean, tried to kidnap Nikki?
Right.
Well, he and I were in Dartmouth together all 4 years. And we did a scene of Sunny and Brenda with the wire hanger. I mean, with the wire. Yeah, so I'm so happy that Lewis is finally getting you know, because he was so good. And, I mean, you know, I'm looking to get him on the show.
So good as a bad guy. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You really hate him, but you do like to watch him, though.
And that way, he's doing a really good job of it.
Yes.
And
yes.
So, and also, who does anyone think, what does everyone think about Scotty being Anna's mouthpiece? I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
It was Max and Felicia's idea to hire Scotty. And they said that he could be a shark when he wants to be, and he's going to have to be. Because Paul's got to be taken down. That's why I need Sabrina back. Because
she has information. Well, and the other thing is, too, well, I'm hoping that, you know, I mean, I don't think Anna will ever turn on Sunny.
Never.
And,
I think
they're
friends now. I mean,
yeah, I mean, and which is good, because, you know, Sunny has always respected Anna, and, you know, Sunny was like a surrogate uncle or brother while Robin's gone, while they were gone, Mac and, I mean, Robin and Anna.
Right. They had a surprise engagement party for Maxie and today.
Yay!
What are they calling it now? Floating Rub again? Or is that Jake's again? That's strange names. And so that was really good having that. And then he got down on his knees and proposed again in front of everyone and gave her the ring. So they're getting married. And Dante and Lulu are back together.
Oh, but was Dante and Lulu at the party for the party of Nancy, I mean, Maxie and Nathan, were they there to see them get
engaged? They were there and they were kissing and being together and they're back together. She's moving
back. I love them. You know what, and you know what? All good couples on the soaps need to go through hell and, you know, just come back you know, the dark side. I mean, from the dark side to the
bright
good
side.
Yeah, I mean, okay,
ups and downs in life. And whether you weather them or whether you don't. And they seem to weather the storm all right, hopefully.
Well, exactly. Oh, and, okay, we have about 14 minutes to go. What is everyone doing this weekend before we get on to our game? David, what are you doing?
Not sure yet. I go out to
really?
Dinner. Yeah, so I'm not sure yet.
Okay, that's okay. Bobby?
Well, there's this big event here in Fayetteville, North Carolina that we have every year called the Dogwood Festival, and I'm planning to go out there tomorrow to just enjoy the event and just watch some performances and stuff like that tomorrow. But I do want to just say right quick that as I was watching my news today, Billy Flynn, who plays Chad on Days, and Kate from Days, and Maggie from Days, were all in Raleigh for a big event at a women's show in Raleigh, and I felt bad that I couldn't just gone up there and just met them because I didn't know nothing about it until it was on the news, and I just thought, well, it's going to be impossible for me to make it up to the event. I didn't get an advance notice.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to say that they were in the area in Raleigh today because I tweeted to Billy that it would have been great to just have lunch or something like that if I got a chance to been up there. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm. You can get to know this earlier.
Yeah.
Alvin, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to like church with my parents, you know, like I'm thinking about getting like maybe going to like Rite Aid and getting some like cough drops and stuff. I need some cough drops, so I need get some like. Probably, I might get. Some, I'm thinking about getting some like toothbrushes and like razor blades, maybe, you know. So.
Mhm. Oh, that sounds fun.
Personal items that you run out of at the same time for some reason. That always works that way.
Mm-hmm.
It always does.
And mommy, what are you doing this weekend?
Paper towels run out. Me?
What are you doing this weekend?
I'll be screaming and yelling and rooting my Blackhawks because we live to fight another
and
day.
And Blackhawks, please just win,
yes.
Okay? Because if you don't win, my surrogate mom is in a bad mood all night, and if
that's
I have
right.
a crisis, she might not be able to fully understand me because she's going to be upset with the Blackhawks game. So just win
sorry.
And stop playing. What?
I'm sorry. It was double overtime, and it was just the wrong time to talk about something.
I know. I know. Mommy, I'm not mad. I was just saying.
No.
Is this
I put Carl
me?
And you, both of you.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Go, oh, okay, fine. You're not interested. I'm leaving.
I just
get them to win, and I'll be interested.
Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah, did you tell my brother that, you know, his sister also got ignored, so he should not feel
yes.
that bad?
Yes, I told him that.
Okay.
I said, honey, you know me by now. I'm a sportsaholic. I really am. I can't help it.
No, I
yeah,
understand
aren't we
that.
All?
I totally get it. Oh, well, I'm doing this again.
Yeah.
My plans are just to relax, catch up on shows. Let's see, I have Kentucky Fried Chicken in my fridge. I have my lasagna in my fridge. I have my bagels, and I have my, and I remembered to turn off the oven, Mom, about my, you know, dinner roll.
Mm-hmm.
I remember to turn it off, and it cooled down, so I put in a plastic
mm-hmm.
baggie. But I wasn't sure if I should put it in the fridge or just leave it out.
The rolls, you can leave it out because you can put butter on there.
No, I know. They are so good.
You know, I
have
a roll.
You guys have to try this one called Rhoda's East Rose.
Roach.
You guys, they are like heaven.
Very so deep, yes.
What are they again?
Yes. They are called Wanda's East Rose.
You tell me it's a lawyer.
Hold on, people.
They rise and they do everything like normal when you make bread dough.
Okay, Bobby, they are called, wanted, dinner roll. And they are really good and they are baked. You have to thaw it out for 1 to 2 hours. Wait until they are double in size. And I will put this on our Facebook page so people will know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm sleeping in this weekend. So, if anyone but my surrogate mother called me early, I'm just
me early?
You. What?
Me early?
I know, but
me?
But you're the exception to.
Trust me, I will not text or call you.
Good. Yeah, like in the afternoon, I don't care if you do. But you know, I've been having this. Bobby, why is this down? All, H O. Yeah, like Robert, H as in hockey, O as in octopus, G as in dinner, C as in elephant. Yes. I also put on you Facebook Messenger, so you will get it. So yes, and I'm catching up on all my shows and. I'm just gonna catch up with my shows and and next week, you guys, we are having a show at on Tuesday at 5:00. And Mom, did you want to say his name? Because I don't want to bother his name.
Marty.
Yes, we are having him. I'm looking forward. And next Friday, hopefully, we will have a show. But it all depends what happens in my doctor's appointment. Who knows? Maybe they are going to have to do emergency surgery on me.
Well, I'm praying for you.
Oh, thank you. But you know what?
Thank
you guys, boys, you have it so much easier than
I just got the message of what you're talking about.
You guys have it so much simpler than what we do. And before you guys say you don't, I beg your differ. I mean, you guys just have it so easy. I think.
You do. We do. I had a comment, though, speaking of that kind of part of the body. Bold and the beautiful. Did anybody see it today?
No, what happened?
Katie. I'm ready to strangle Katie.
I've been wanting to strangle Katie for the past couple of weeks.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Just today, I guess.
Yes.
Finally to the point. Because she talked to the doctor. And she found it because she was drunk, usually, whatever. Anyway, Rich had a vasectomy. And there's no way that he could be the father of Thomas. Or not Thomas, I'm sorry, Douglas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You back, man.
And
I'm so sick of Katie. I am so sick of Katie. I am so sick of her because it's like she has her nose up in the air with everyone. And if they are not perfect, see, this, gets mad or whatever, and I get mad at that. Because it's not the way to do it.
She should have been talking to the doctor. He already left his medical license. Then he was killed. In a car or bus accident, truck to him.
I know that.
You don't repeat this stuff. You know, you hear something, you put it in your head, and it stays in there. But I don't know about her. I really am shocked. And Wyatt, oh, poor Wyatt. It's not like Wyatt.
What's going on with Wyatt, Mom?
Liam wants his family back. He wants his stuff back. And that his brother, all he does is take his girls from him. Flying
Rail
Sports Center, Bold and Beautiful, or no?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I'm going to this weekend, and I agree with all your points, you know, because it's crazy, you know, and, you know, I will really love to say, you know, like you said, kill Katie right now, because he's so been so high and mighty for the last couple of weeks. And, you know, it's like, okay, stop it. You know, you're not perfect either.
Nobody is.
I mean, look, look what you did. Look what you did to your niece by taking Nick away from her. And you're going to, like, going to say, what, see the nail? It's okay. No, it's BS. And, I mean, I do like Liam and Stuffy. And Maggie likes White and Stuffy. So it's kind of an interesting kind of a thing. And, you know, okay, we might not agree about a couple of things. So what? It makes it very more interesting.
That's what Bobby used to say. If you all agree, life would be boring.
Well, exactly, and... okay, so we are going to end it here. But have a great weekend, you guys. And we'll be back on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Who's going to be here on Tuesday at 5?
I should be here, but I might have to just stick only until you bring me on to talk to Joy, because if you have any ideas. And if anyone can think of any cool nicknames for his character and Nicole, just let me know soon. And
what?
Maybe just bring any nicknames for Nicole and Joy's character.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
They used to date,
you know,
supposedly.
I don't want them to date. Nicole's not over Daniel. It's just
no,
the name would be... Oh.
In the past, supposedly, they used to date. That's why he knows what she drinks, whatever. But, when they ran into one in Florida, I think it was Florida.
Oh, that's why. Okay, now I get it. Okay, well, we are going to end it here. But wait. David, what happened?
I know you cut off.
Yeah, Blog Talk is evil. But okay, you guys, have a good night. And I think I'm gonna go fix a little KFC chicken and a little mashed potato in a bowl. Who wants to come over to my house for dinner?
I wanna come over
to
lasagna.
I'm about to get some sleep now, because it's almost 11 o'clock Eastern time where I am. So y'all have a good night, and I'll see you Tuesday.
Okay, night, guys. Have a good weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday. Night. Bye-bye.
Tuesday.
Night.
Bye-bye. Oh, poor David.